9 minutes after 12 o'clock, and particularly notable in time, it is my pleasure to welcome back to the excursions time frame into the WYSO airwaves, great friend of the show and great lover of music. He is the director of the Dayton Philharmonic Orchestra, and he's Neil Gittleman. Neil, thank you for coming today.
Hi, Nikki. Thanks for having me. Thanks for having us, since I come bearing guests and fellow musicians and colleagues.
We have a room full of people that, if you just count the two rooms that we're in, all these people don't usually share company.
Well, we share company this week and
That's
next
right.
week, too. So it's very exciting.
It is an evening of Broadway in its finest, a celebration of classic Broadway, new Broadway, and a celebration of collaboration with the human race and a great many more people. Tell us about how this came around.
Well, at the Dayton Philharmonic, you know, on our Super Pops series, Broadway repertoire is sort of part of the core of what Pops music is in the orchestra world. And we've done Broadway-type shows, Broadway-themed shows in all kinds of different configurations in the past. But one thing we'd never done is get some of our local performers together. And we have a long history of collaborations with the Human Race Theater Company. And so several years ago, I thought, you know, the next time we do a Broadway show, why don't we do a Broadway show where we have resident artists of the Human Race Theater Company, maybe even a few people who have been resident artists who have gone on to other things in bigger cities, and do our own sort of homegrown Broadway review and make it really broad. Have, you know, some of the great classic shows represented, also some of the newer shows, and, you know, have it be our own twist on a Broadway Pops concert. And it's coming up very soon.
Indeed, it is the 9th and 10th. That's a week from Friday and Saturday, a two-night stand at the Schuster Center in the heart of our beautiful Gem City. What an opportunity to come together and celebrate the diversity and the multifaceted nature of our artists in residence, which is actually featuring resident artists of the Human Race Theater Company. And on that note, it's a pleasure to go now to Studio B, where we have a trio standing by. It's a pleasure to welcome singer Katie Pease. Katie, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
And also on your radio right, it is Jay Pierce, who sings as well. Thank you for being here and welcome, Jay.
Thank you so much.
And then on your radio middle, straight split down the stereo, it is keyboard player Sean Michael Flowers. Sean is going to be accompanying today. And you have a couple of selections that show a little bit of the swath of Broadway to present. And Katie and Jay, tell us a little bit about the tune we're going to hear, and then you go right ahead.
The first song I'll be doing is Stars from Les Miserables. There, out in the darkness, a fugitive running, fallen from God, fallen from grace. God be my witness, I never shall yield till we come face to face, till we come face to face. He knows his way in the dark. Mine is the way of the Lord. And those who follow the path of the righteous shall have their reward. And if they fall as Lucifer fell, the flame, the sword. Stars in your multitude, scarce to be counted, filling the darkness with order and light. You are the sentinels, silent and sure, keeping watch in the night, keeping watch in the night. You know your place in the sky, you hold your course and your aim, and each in your season returns and returns and is always the same. And if you fall as Lucifer fell, you fall in flame. For so it must be, for so it is written on the doorway to paradise, that those who falter and those who fall must pay. That I may see him safe behind bars. I will never rest till then. This I swear by the stars.
Jay Pierce singing that from Les Mis Stars. Just absolutely fabulous. Wow. Thank you for bringing that here today.
Thank you so much.
We have Katie Pease on deck, but also Mr. Neil Gittleman, the conductor and musical director of the Dayton Philharmonic Orchestra, in the studio with me. In the other room, though, a gentleman who is without a microphone, so it might behoove maybe you to speak for him on the keyboards today.
Well, yes. Nikki introduced Sean Michael Flowers as our pianist and accompanist, which is his function today. But Sean is much more he's a little bashful, but he's much more integral to the show than just that. I have been actually, tomorrow night is opening night of Aida at Dayton Opera.
So excited.
And I have been in serious Aida mode for the last 3 weeks. So Sean is in as part of the project to be the rehearsal and coach for the singers. In fact, hearing Jay sing Stars is actually the first note of this show that I've heard from one of our singers. My first rehearsal with the singers is tonight, because tonight's an off night before opening night of Aida. So Sean is very important to this project. He's also a composer. He teaches musical theater at Auburn University. He's written some wonderful shows that have been workshopped at the Human Race. So he is not just a piano player. He's just hiding in the background and making everything work better.
And at least a couple of shades redder than he was when we began talking. I'm so pleased to have everyone in studio today. And again, this Best of Broadway, an amazing sort of a collaborative effort between the Dayton Philharmonic and the Human Race Theater here in our beautiful Gem City. We'll get underway a week from Friday. That's a Friday and Saturday night, May 9th and 10th. And on that note, someone who I think it sounded, at least from soundcheck, has been really well rehearsed by our Sean Michael Flowers today. It's a pleasure to welcome Katie Pease. Hello, Katie.
Hello. Yes, I'm going to be singing Don't Rain on My Parade from Funny Girl, which, as many people know, was made the role made famous by Barbara Streisand. Don't tell me not to live, just sit and putter. Life's candy and the sun's a ball of butter. Don't bring around the clouds to rain on my parade. Don't tell me not to fly, I've simply got to. If someone takes a spill, it's me and not you. Who told you you're allowed to rain on my parade? I'll march my band out. It hat, sir. I guess I didn't make it, but whether on the rose of sheer perfection, a freckle on the nose of life's complexion, a cinder or the shiny apple of its eye, I gotta fly once, I gotta try once, only can die once, right, sir? Ooh, life is juicy, juicy, and you'll see, I gotta have my bite, so get ready for me, love, cause I'm a comer. I simply gotta march, cause I'm a drummer. Don't bring around the cloud to rain on my parade. I'm gonna live and live now. Get what I want, I know how. One roll for the whole shebang. One throw, that bell will go clang. Eye on the target and wham. One shot, one gunshot and bam! Hey, Mr. Arnstein, here I am. At least I didn't fake it. Hat, sir, I guess I didn't make it. Get ready for me, love, cause I'm a comer. I simply gotta march, my heart's a drummer. Nobody, no, nobody is gonna rain on my parade.
Woohoo!
People all over the Miami Valley are standing in their homes and applauding.
Nice. Katie P singing for us there. Wow. That's just a part of what's proving, I think, going to prove to be a truly spectacular evening. A week from tomorrow, we'll get Aida done.
Yep.
And did enjoy that. And the entertainment just continues with the Dayton Philharmonic here.
Well, it just shows, you know, from one week to the next, we have Aida this weekend. We have Broadway the following weekend, and then we have Beethoven's Ninth the weekend after that. So we got a little bit of something for everybody.
It's an embarrassment of riches,
it
really.
It is.
It is the best of Broadway. It's featuring, as part of the Super Pop series, the Dayton Philharmonic Orchestra, and resident artists of the Human Race Theater Company. And when we say resident, Katie, you, that is definitely you. And you, yeah. Jay, actually had been a resident artist,
yes.
But you actually live elsewhere. You're coming back to sort of pitch in for this particular...
Absolutely.
Yeah,
he's a resident artist abroad.
There you go. There it is.
The artist abroad that come back to reside.
An expat. I would love to know, were you born and raised in Dayton?
Born and raised in Dayton.
Oh, wow. Both of you? You too, Katie?
Yes.
And you too there with the quiet man in the corner?
I was here for part of college and high school years, but... military family, so all over.
I think we're going to claim you, though.
Perfect.
You're part of it. So I want to think, it pleases me to think that you came up seeing the big shows in Dayton, and that's how
absolutely.
You got the bug.
Yep, absolutely, yep. Started at Laca Media doing Annie when I was 7 years old. The sun will come out. I mean, we don't need to go there, but I mean, I could if you'd like me to.
The rest of us. Sing us the first couple of lines. Come on.
The sun will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow there'll be sun.
That's how I fell in love with Broadway.
Well, there you
it's
go.
It's that song.
Well, now I'm on the other end of it. I'm playing Miss Hannigan. So
I just got a great idea, though. What about an all-adult version of Annie?
That's brilliant. Then I am still going to play Annie. I will still be Annie.
Such a fine line between brilliance and just creepy.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, that's borderline. That's borderline creepy, but there's an audience for that.
Oh, it's going to be quite a night. And I love that the evening is, you're sort of paying some homage, paying some respect to the fact that there's eras in Broadway. And then, in fact, it's the Golden Age. And then The Steves.
The Steves, which is a set of tunes by Stephen Schwartz and Stephen Sondheim, of course.
It didn't strike me as, oh, yeah. Oh, that's another one by the Steves. Those guys cranking out the goodness. And then a little something from New Broadway.
Right. We'll also do a set of, not new, but there's some stuff from Rent and Cabaret and Evita. So we have the Golden Age, the sort of Kern and Gershwin and Rodgers and Hammerstein,
sure.
And Frank Lesser, and then the sort of newer era of Broadway, and then of course we finish with a return to the classics. So it's a nice representation of a lot of great music from Broadway, and there is so much more left. So we could do a son of the best of Broadway very easily.
Yes,
let's put that in our ponderscape. You guys all available? Can we just get a commitment right here?
Done and done. And by
done.
That time,
done and done.
And that by that time, Frozen will be a musical, and then I can sing Let It Go. I'm just plugging more
children.
Things for me to sing, Neil.
We like sort of
Let It Go, Katie.
Oh. And I don't know if you caught the interview with the composer and lyricist for the.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
And it's really good.
Husband and wife team. Yeah. It's incredible.
I didn't want to like it.
Yeah.
At all. And it's really quite good.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're just all looking down the road together, and we can all meet up together a week from tomorrow. It is Friday and Saturday night, the best of Broadway featuring the Dayton Philharmonic Orchestra with resident artists of the Human Race Theater and special guests, part of the Super Pop series. And that's just, again, one among many. Aida coming right up. And then do stay tuned for the next trick. Neil Gittleman. Always a pleasure. Thank you for bringing so much richness to the Miami Valley.
Thanks, Nikki. It's always fun to be on the air with you.
Thank you, Katie. Thank you, Jay.
Thank you so much.
And we'll be talking to you, Sean, in the corner. Thank you so much. This is Excursions on 91.3 WYSO. We are listener-supported public radio for the Miami Valley.